Another long-running conflict in Africa appears to be a step closer to a peaceful conclusion. The government in Burundi has signed a ceasefire with the country's last remaining rebel group, the National Liberation Forces, or FNL. The group has remained outside earlier agreements aimed at ending more than a decade of civil war, and attacks continued even after the current round of talks began last month. This report from Gent Slimani.
This is the second time the FNL rebels have signed a deal, and the mediators hope this time it will stick. The FNL leader, Agathon Rwasa, signed the first truce a year ago after face-to-face talks in Tanzania with then-Hutu president Domitien Ndayizeye. But it was broken within days. The mediators did not give up. They had to work hard to allay the fears and dispel suspicions on both sides. This time round, the FNL leader joined the Burundian president Pierre Nkurunziza, regional leaders and representatives of the international community at the signing of the agreement in Tanzania's main city, Dar es Salaam. Under the deal, the two sides have agreed to a cessation of hostilities for 2 weeks, during which time they will negotiate a comprehensive ceasefire. A last-minute hitch over the terms of the ceasefire stopped the agreement being signed on Saturday. Last week, the FNL leader said the rebels had agreed to integrate their fighters into Burundi's Tutsi-dominated security forces, but negotiators had disagreed on what percentage of Hutus and Tutsis should form the security forces. Observers say that if both sides succeed in building on the agreement, Burundi will have seized an opportunity to leave behind years of conflict between the majority Hutus and the minority Tutsis, which has killed more than 300,000 people.